Only around one-third of Americans approved of the Republican tax overhaul when it passed in December. That number has been rising. And this afternoon, Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey visited a manufacturer in Delaware County that has made some changes as a result of the new law. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports that Toomey's visit was part victory lap, part pep rally.
New Hudson Facades in Linwood, Pennsylvania, makes the glass and aluminum skins that cover skyscrapers. Speaking to workers on the factory floor, Toomey credits the tax bill that he helped author with making the company stronger.
The tax bill that we recently passed was designed to encourage continuing growth for companies like this.
The senator's visit is part of a string of such appearances by Republicans to highlight businesses who say they're using the money they're saving on their tax bill to raise wages. Managing partner of New Hudson Facades, Alan Cohen, says that's exactly what his company did.
We raised wages, yes. We tried to keep it around 5%, but in addition to that, related companies has given every factory employee $3,000 in their 401k.
Related Companies is a partner in the facility. These press events amount to a charm offensive to try to sell a law that's already passed so it has a chance of surviving long term. It appears to be working. Polls show the tax bill had an average approval rating of 33% when it passed in December. Recent polls by Monmouth University and the New York Times put that approval rating closer to 50%. Whether these one-time wage increases and bonuses will continue isn't clear. At New Hudson Facades, the only tax question Toomey and Cohen took from the audience was, will cost of living raises go up too? The answer was, we'll have to wait until we see our tax bill. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.